This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be so on fire for Jesus that there really will be a distinction between you and the world. I mean, right now, people look at Christians and Messianic Jews, and they say, there's no difference between you and your life and people that are non-believers, but God's about ready to make a difference. And if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you are going to be filled. Now, I have a guest who is an apostle from Africa, from Uganda, Africa. I caught up with him in Minneapolis. His name is Ronald Sally, and he moves in extraordinary signs and wonders in very specific words of knowledge. I mean, even to the point of hearing by the Spirit someone's name and saying what's wrong with them and believing God that they're going to be healed. Now, why have you come? I know you're based in London, England now, but you're formerly from Uganda, Africa. Why have you come to America, Pastor Sally?
Thank you very much, Sid, for that question. One thing I want to say is that the Lord spoke to me and told me that He loves America and He wants America to be saved. And that's why I've come to America. The first thing is to, I told him, what do you want me to do when I get to America? The Lord told me, I've put my anointing on you to go and cause resurrection upon all my people that I've called, that what I've put in them, the gifting and the calling, shall be resurrected whenever you stand to minister and preach and pray for them, that you shall resurrect that fire and passion for God in them, that they can go and reach out and take their neighborhood, take their families, take their cities, and take the world for God. And also, God told me to come and cause what I call an eye-opener, you know, tell people that it's not time to sit back in the comfort zone and enjoy ourselves while the devil is taking America. Because, I mean, simply what the devil is trying to do is using the new age and people who talk about tolerance, trying to defile this nation because of all the wickedness that's going on. And the church is simply sitting back and confiding in ourselves and saying, well, as long as it doesn't happen in the four corners, we're okay. But the enemy is taking communities, gang bands are rising up in communities, and all things are happening all over the nation. So God told me to tell the church to wake up and stop sitting back and saying, well, it's too much, we can't control it. Yes, the church can rise up in authority and power and begin to pull these strongholds down prayerfully. And the church should just quit doing the church program and begin to do the community program. This is the time the church should take back whatever the enemy has stolen. Satan has stolen communities. Satan has stolen the teenagers. The children have been stolen from the church by the devil. We can take them back right now. So that's the type of mission God has sent me into.
Now, Ronnie, what I want you to do is I want you to pray that everyone that is hungering and thirsting for righteousness, wanting to be filled with the Spirit of God and have their first love come back and a passion for souls and a passion for the Lord, a passion for the lost that are all around them and they don't. They're just numb. I want you to pray a supernatural prayer to set the captives free.
Father, you said in your word, thank you, Sid. Father, you said in your word that the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. Lord, I thank you because there are so many laborers in America right now, Lord, that need to step out by faith and begin to harvest souls, Lord. Your heartbeat is souls. You don't want people to perish. You want them to be saved. That's why you sent your Son, that none should perish. Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus that you'll stir up fire in the hearts of men and women, husbands and wives, pastors and teachers and leaders and bishops, that the passion of souls will be ignited in them in the name of Jesus. Every time they walk, they think about souls coming into the kingdom of God. Father, I pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit will be dispatched upon young men and women, Lord, to wake up from the sleep, to wake up from slumber, to wake up from fear of not receiving the message, fear of for not accepting them, Lord. I pray that, Lord, you release the Holy Ghost and fire to command revival and revolution in their heart, to have a passion to fast and pray for souls to come into the kingdom. I release it now all over America in the name of Jesus, for America shall be saved. The blood of Jesus washes America from sin and releases passion, revival, and love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Pastor Ronnie, I can feel the anointing in the presence of God. I have notes in front of me of people with AIDS in your country. I mean, is being devastated by AIDS, and all over the world, this horrible disease is spreading, and there's no cure. Medical science doesn't have a cure. Have you prayed for people with HIV positive, with full-blown AIDS that have been healed?
Yes, sir. I've prayed for people with full-blown AIDS that have been healed. First of all, it has killed 18 million people in Africa. And
10 million have died from AIDS in Africa?
18 million.
18 million.
18. Hmm. So we have been ministering in these crusades, and many people come with HIV. You know, I've come across many people with full-blown AIDS. Thin, so thin, with boils all over their bodies. Prayed for them, laid hands on them. I'll never forget what I prayed for. This was in Mombasa. She came to the crusade. She couldn't.
Now, Mombasa is a hard area. That's a Muslim area.
Yes, yeah, an Islamic area. She could not stand because of the full-blown AIDS virus, you know. God told me I'm healing her right now. I called her out, prophesied on her, and spoke this life into her, terminated every virus through prayer. And she had been tested HIV positive. After that prayer, see, when she went to the doctors, they couldn't find the virus. All the boils dried, now she's so healthy, running and jumping. I've seen this in Kenya, in Uganda. I've seen this in London. People have come to pray for them when they have HIV. And we have laid hands on them and prayed and cast the virus out. And they went for medical checkup. They came back and said they couldn't find the virus. It's gone. They're negative. They were positive before prayer. And after prayer, they're negative. I've seen this.
Now, have you actually witnessed people where their teeth are actually grow and they're filled with silver or gold?
Yes, I've witnessed this. I've witnessed this in America here. I saw it in California. I saw it in...
Tell me what you've seen.
You see, like now when people have these holes in their teeth, you know, and you just ask God to fill up the holes in their teeth.
The cavities.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What? Tell me exactly what you have seen.
What I've seen?
Yes.
I've seen gold in people's teeth. I've seen silver after prayer. I have it on video when I prayed for a lady in Kenya, and she received gold in her teeth. Gold.
How about people with no teeth? Have you ever seen teeth come in?
Yeah, I've seen some people without teeth, and teeth has come in. This in the Crusades in Africa. I've seen people when they receive new tooth, God replaces teeth. I've seen those creative miracles, you know, like backbones. When this lady lacked two bones in her backbone, they were replaced. Natural miracles.
Now, many people have prophesied that we're coming into a time of a release of the Holy Spirit, where Jesus said, "You'll do the same works I've done, and even greater." And we'll see people without limbs, and the limbs grow back. Do you believe that?
I believe that. I mean, I believe in limbs coming back and growing up. I believe in fingers growing up. I believe in legs growing. I've seen legs grow. I've seen things like that happen, you know. Here, I mean, all of these things are happening, Sid, because the Bible says these works, as you said, that I do, you shall do, Jesus said, even greater ones. So we are seeing, right, this is the time to see that manifestation without any limit. And this is what America needs to see.
What about the blind or the deaf? Have you seen many healed?
I've seen many, many, many deaf, blind, and dumb people healed who could not talk. I've seen this in Africa, even in London, even in America. I saw it when I was in London when somebody brought a lady. She was deaf, dumb, and blind for 8 years. I cast the devil out, and she could see, she could hear, she could talk. In California, I prayed for an 8-year-old boy who could not hear, and he began to hear in one of his ears. I've seen this in Africa when I prayed for completely deaf and dumb since they were born, and they begin to hear and talk. Blind eyes open. One blind eye opened when I was preaching in Kenya, in a place called Nyahururu. In the middle of my sermon, as I was preaching, God told me, I want to open a blind eye. I said, somebody, I want your right eye cannot see. Come forward. He came forward. Now I told him, close your left eye. He closed his left eye. I command now. I told him now, see, in Jesus' name. I just command the eye to open, and the eye opened without prayer. You know, sometimes Jesus didn't pray. He just commanded them to things to happen, you know.
Do you see, do you have like the gift of discernment? Do you see in the spirit world? Do you see demons? Do you see demons of sickness on people?
Yes, I got a gift of discernment, and I see these things in the spirit. Now, there are two ways. As you can see, you can perceive. Perceiving is when and you know. Seeing is when you see. So all the things happen in the spirit. And there's so much, they always try to fight not to lose the ground, you know, seed. When you're praying for people, that's why when people release their faith, miracles happen very fast when they release their faith.
Well, I'm going to ask you on tomorrow's broadcast or the next day to release your faith and pray for the sick and pray. And I believe God's going to give you very specific words of knowledge for specific people. You'll know their names. You'll know their cities. But Mishpucha, before we went on the air on Monday's show, we did over a one-hour audio cassette teaching on deliverance. Things like... what do you think of tattoos? You'd be amazed what Pastor Ronnie Solly has to say about them and how people can be set free from homosexuality, from witchcraft, from curses, from pornography addictions, from all involvement with the New Age. People that are just tormented and oppressed and depressed are going to be set free. People that have had generational curses. I mean, the Bible says these curses can pass to four generations. It affects your finances, your marriage, your problems with children, your health. People that have addictions of all kinds, and he not only breaks these curses and prays for people to be set free, but then he prays for people to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. And we're making this, it's over an hour, this 1 hour plus teaching cassette in prayer deliverance available for $12 postage paid. Call or write today for the special teaching and prayer by Ron Solly on deliverance over a 1 hour cassette, $12.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521, or call our order-only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.